In Jesus' majestic name we pray. There's a song, I don't know how to sing it. Is that Tala Lepi We Ninu Oba? No, Tala Lepi We Ninu Oba. Who can we compare him to among kings? Nobody. He's the King of Kings. He's the El Shaddai Lord. There is nothing. He was not made. He was not created. Nobody can dethrone him. Nobody can say, oh, God is guilty. You know, he's always right. Now, concerning your matter, it will take all the glory. Concerning your life, it will take all the glory. I want us to look for one reason to thank him. You know, one thing I've learned a lot from my spiritual father, it will do more thanking God for everything. It will recant, it will thank God. It will remember things that happened 20 years, it will give glory. I want you to take your heart back to what has happened from January till now and begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. That near miss. You cross the road, you look back and say, wow. Oh, thank you, Father. Just thank God for what God has done for you from January till now. From January till now. Oh, that food that you had. Just appreciate him this night. Appreciate him this night. Appreciate him this night. Maleko shogede bregede. Just appreciate him tonight. Appreciate him tonight. Maketum bregede. Just appreciate him. Appreciate him. Thank him for what he has done. Thank him for what he has done. Likam brother Godo. Ibrada dogo shogede. Mato de Godo gede. Ibrada kosho legede gede bregede. Just appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. We know the theme is Lord have mercy on me. Luke 18:38. Let's look at it quickly. Luke 18:38. This one is not showing anything. Okay. And he cried and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He said, Jesus, we know you. You have been showing mercy to people. We know your father. Your father received mercy. Because your father received mercy, you always give out mercy. Have mercy on me. I want you to cry to God tonight and say, Lord, have mercy on me. I cannot handle the matter of my life. Lord, have mercy upon me. Have your mercy on me. Anu mi ni eshe oluwa. Anu mi ni eshe oluwa. Ma se ro eshe awon to bi mi oluwa. Ma se ro ibi ti mo gba koja oluwa. Anu mi ni eshe oluwa. Show me your mercy. Cry to God, show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. Iko brando godogede. Lord, show me your mercy tonight. This is the third day. They thought that you rose from death. Let mercy bring me out. Oh Lord, show me your mercy. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. In the book of Isaiah 49 verse 24. I want you to look at it. Isaiah 49 20, it says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty? A lawful captive delivered. That means a prey taking him back foxy mole. It says that the prey be taken from the hand of the mighty. Lord, the lawful captive deliver. Can I tell you, most of us are lawful captive? Most of us. You may not be the one. Your parents might have sold you to it. In fact, there was an offense you have committed in the past. God will deliver us tonight in the name of Jesus. I was talking to somebody and I said, the bed where you committed adultery becomes an altar. That sinful nature, when the person breaks your hymen and say it disfigures you and blood flow, it becomes a sacrifice. So there's an altar and a sacrifice. that is crying against you. So when you are taking a step, you say, hey, this lady build an altar. This man build an altar. So we become lawful captive. When you don't know what you are doing and your parents take you to Babalawo and they put seven incisions on your head. Some, they didn't even use blade. They use an axe. Hallelujah. It is all, those are some things that are crying against us. Give me verse 25. 25 now say, but thus saith the Lord. That's what we are going to cry for mercy tonight too. Thus saith the Lord. Even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away. No matter how powerful they are in your father's house, you will be delivered today in the name of Jesus. He said, and the prey of the terrible. The terrible are people. The terrible are people nobody can appease to them. He said, for I will contend. God said, I will contend. Because look at it. This is not Isaiah talking. He said, but thus saith the Lord. So the person contending with him that contend with you is God. He said, and I will save thy children. We are going to cry to God. Pick yourself two by two. Pick yourself two by two. We need to pray. Now, listen, what we want to pray about is mercy. Lord, whatever has made me a lawful captive. Okay. Whatever has made me a lawful captive. Whatever has made this man or this woman holding a lawful captive. Mercy of the Lord, deliver him today. Open your mouth, pray for that person. Anything that has made him or her in this week of mercy. Mercy of Jehovah. Deliver this man. Deliver this woman. Everything that has locked this woman down. Everything that has made him or her a lawful captive. Oh God, deliver. By your mercy, deliver. Oh, by your mercy, deliver. By your mercy, deliver. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Ogun idile ogbodo body antibody mu Oluwa. Battle of life must not stop this man. Battle of life must not stop this woman. Pray for her. Mercy of God. Anu Oluwa. Anu Oluwa eba mi gba omo birin sile Oluwa. Efa anu yanju oro yi Oluwa. Use your mercy to settle it, oh God. In this week of prayer and fasting, use your mercy to settle it, oh God. Kogbo da ma lo bi eleyi Oluwa. It must not continue like this, oh God. Fi anu yanju Oluwa. Settle it with your mercy. 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 Pray for yourself. Pray for that person. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. It's either we are still hungry. It's either we are tired. Get to somebody else and hold that person. Make all your joy to somebody. Hey, chairman. Father, okay. Auntie's there. All right. You are going to cry to God. Whatever has made this person a prey of the terrible. Kini Yoruba se so, kini Yoruba Bible se so. Who has a Yoruba Bible? A pastor of nobody. Baba. Verse 25. Okay. Lowa alagbara, yes. The second. Any eru. So how back in the law any eru. The fearful. The Bible call it the terrible. The mighty one. The person in your father's house that nobody can face. That power in your father's house that he has said you captive. That says you will not go. We are going to pray for the person we are holding. Oh God, that is mightier than anybody. Deliver this man from the terrible people. Deliver this woman, oh God. Whatever offense they are holding against him, whatever offense they are holding against her, oh God, deliver. Oh God, deliver. Oh God, deliver. Oh God, deliver. Whatever offense, whatever offense, whatever evidence, whatever case that is against this person, I'm holding. Oh God, deliver. Oh God, deliver. Any written or unwritten offense, any evidence against this person, I'm holding. Oh God, deliver. Ah, deliver. Set the captive free. Ah, set him free. Oluwa ibami gba eni isile oluwa e fanu gba le lowo alagbara lowo terrible person oluwa gba e fi anu gba eni isile oluwa e fi anu gba oluwa e fi anu yanju oluwa. Cry to God for that person. Cry to God for that person. Cry to God for that person. Cry to God. Alagbara ile baba eni ti mo di mu Tony Coney Law, all the wife, he had no balloway, all the wife, and he had no yadua. I love that I delay, ya, and he did more demo, all the wife, and he had no yadua, la la yolua. And while I love that I need be Tom Neocosi, need be Totty Paya War, all the wife deliver, Baba deliver to thine, Baba deliver, deliver. You say even the lawful captives have been set free. Even the lawful captives have been set free. Set him free, Lord. Set her 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 free, Lord. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. See the person you are holding, you need to pray the last prayer. He said, are we content with him that content with you? And I will save your children. If you see, let's say, people don't have children yet. Their prayer is better than those of us who are. Because you can pay ahead. One boss in Orlando. One boss, one if you want to see Nuogu. Eh? Some of us want to see Nuogu. Because they talk about draft one. So we grow up to start fighting for ourselves. So imagine you are fighting for yourself, you are fighting for your children. Eh? You are fighting for that person. You know, and that is why at times the load is so heavy. And so, you know, if you are running alone, you can run fast. But the more time you are running, you drag your wife, you drag the children. Some of them don't want to go. Look at Lot. When Lot was about to leave, eh? They were dragging them. Some of them refused because of the entanglement. Why? What is the entanglement? Because of them have become lawful captive to something else. Eh? Eh? I want to keep my Allah. I want to repair. Them. It creates another entanglement. So those are the kids we are dragging our Lord ourselves with. Eh? We are going to cry to God, Lord, by mercy. Contend with anybody contending with this man. Contend with anybody contending with this man. Whatever evidence that person has that is making them to contend. Oh God, contend with this person. With that person. Pray for that person. Anybody contending with this man. Talobo Gutiani, ye Oluwa. Taloni Kodira Nabalo. Oh God, contend with this person. Baba, contend with that person. Who said this man will not be free? Lord, contend with the person. Baba, contend with that person. Li konto yegade bregede gede. Le bala koto gede. Contend with that person. Contend with that person. Content with that person. Content with that person. Content with that person. Malik de. Content. Anybody contending. Talogbo guti obiri tori owo. Talogbo guti obiri tori ama. Talogbo guti obiri tori yawo. Talogbo guti tori ipo. Lord, content whoever is contending with this man. Lord, content with the person. Content with the person, Lord. Content with the person, Lord. Content with that person, Lord. Content with that person, Lord. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. What's the last person? Change somebody and pick somebody last. You're going to pray. And we are using the last phrase. He said, and I will save thy children. You are going to pray. Please understand the prayer. Even these children need this prayer. That the children that we have, when they grow, Lord save them before they are born. Can I explain to you how God will save them? If God will save you, he will apply somebody you marry that will align. You will not marry wrong. When you don't have marry wrong, you don't have wrong children. When you don't have wrong children, life become easy. So what I'm saying this is this. This is not the prayer for those who have children alone. Those who don't have children, they are in better place than those of us who have already stopped. But those of us who have children, we are going to pray for our children. Lord, save my child. Save my children. Oh, Lord, save them. Open your mouth, pray for this person. You don't know your child. He got only no more. Oh, mommy, don't love. Oh, mommy, don't kiss above. Oh, my God, of this show. But the Lord say, I will save your child. I will save your children. Cry to God. Lord, save my children. Baba, save my children. Oh, God, save my grandchildren that are coming. Save my great-grandchildren. Save my generation coming. It is your word, Lord. He said, but thus saith the Lord, and I will save thy children. Lord, save my children. Save my children. Lọwọ ikoko aye, lọwọ ajẹdiru aye, lọwọ apanisaye, lọwọ awọn ti o nje keyan dagba. Lord, save my children. Cry to God. Lord, save my children. Baba, save my children. Baba, save my children. Save my children, Lord. Save my children, Lord. I want you to be my one. You be my wrong. You are one. You be my sin. You are save our children. Save our future. Save the children of Cornerstone Fountain Church. Save our children, Lord. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this last prayer. And I will hand over to my Father in the Lord. You are going to pray, Lord, from today. Me and my children. Leave those questions and just pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself. From today, me and my children, we will not make wrong decisions. What makes us to become lawful captive, my brother, is wrong decision. Wrong decision. But you are going to cry. Please cry to God. Lord, from today, I will not make wrong decision. All the children you give me or that you will give me, they will not make wrong decision. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. We will not make wrong decisions in the journey of life, in the journey of destiny. We will not make wrong decisions in the journey of destiny, Lord. We will not make wrong decisions in the journey of destiny. We will not make wrong decisions in the journey of destiny. We will not make wrong decisions in the journey of destiny. We will not make wrong decisions. I want mommy Onisise. What Onisise? Pray for yourself. I will not make wrong decisions. And my children will not make wrong decisions. Pray for yourself.
In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Let's sit down. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the prayer. We are going back to where we are using again. And that is Genesis 32 verse 10. Genesis 32 verse 10. Okay. I'm not worthy of all the lists of all the mercies. What we have been trying to emphasize is the word I'm not worthy. That statement, I want to point to two things today, and I will emphasize one. To say to God, I'm not worthy, it means Jacob is giving glory to God. He's giving glory to God. I'm not worthy. If Jacob is not worthy and God is worthy, which means he's giving the glory of everything he possesses to God. That God, you are the one that give me all these things. I'm not qualified. How many of you remember that when Esau met Jacob, he said to him, "This is the thing that the Lord gave me." So he saw the children as the gift of God to him. And the same thing applies to everybody. See your children as the gift of God to you. Even when they were misbehaving, always commit them to God that gave them to you. And leave them in the hands of the Lord. God knows the way to find them out. Am I talking to somebody? Eh? Even when you discover that they don't do what is right, go back to that God. Don't forget the Bible says we should cast all our care on him because he careth for us. So God care about them and God knows the way to find them out. Just make sure at any time you are praying, continue praying for them and leave the rest to God. I'm not worthy. He's giving glory to God. Number two, it's a sign of humility. For somebody to say, "I'm not worthy," that is a sign of humility. But let's emphasize that one of glory, giving glory to God. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 31. 31, we are going to see what happened to Jacob there that caused him to say, "I'm not worthy of all the mercies." Let's read from verse 1. Genesis chapter 31. Let's read it together if you have it in your own. If you have seen it in that place, let's read it together. Yeah. "And he heard the word of Laban's son, saying, 'Jacob has taken away all that our father, and of that our father he gotten this glory.'" Another fashion, okay, he gotten this wealth. So even wealth is a glory to them that possess it, to them that have them. Even your children, they are glory to you. Am I talking? Eh? So they are glory to you. An enemy will not take them from your hands. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 2. "And Jacob beheld," Abby, "the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not towards him as before." Why? Jealousy. Because when we read down, we are going to see the reason why. Because Almighty God has took away everything that belongs to Laban, and he gave them to Jacob. Are you getting me now? Okay, let's read verse 3. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of your fathers. Are you getting me now? And their kindred, and I will be with thee. I will still talk about that in the front. Okay, let's read on. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock. And he said unto them, I'm seeing your father countenance that is not towards me as before, but God of my father hath been with me. I think you have seen God with him twice now. We saw it in verse 3. Is this verse 3 or 4? This verse 3 or 4? Eh? No, this one is verse 6. We saw it in verse 3, and we saw it again in verse 4. Are you getting me now? So God himself said in verse 3, I'm going to be with you. Here Jacob said that God is with me. Yes, I'm still talking about it. Yes, uh-huh. Verse 6, Inko. Oh, yeah, Ejaka. Please, that is a very, if we are teaching, that one is very, very important to Christian. Are you getting me now? Christian must ready to work or serve. Are you getting me now? If you are a Christian, you must ready to work. Work faithfully. Actually, the Bible did not even say that when a Christian is working, you are working for the government or you are working for your employer. The Bible says you are working for the Lord. Which means, even when your employer failed to reward you, God knows the way to reward you. Are you getting me now? You may see some people who are very lazy, they don't want to work, and they call themselves Christian. They want to have money, they want to be blessed, they want to be this, they want to be that, but they don't believe in working. Are you getting me now? A Christian must be different when it comes to matter of working. You must be very committed to what you are doing. And you must do it faithfully. Because God has the way of rewarding Christians when they are faithful with their works. Now, let's read on. Verse 6, Abby. Verse 7. Let's read it together. Yes. And your father had deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. How many times did Jacob deceive his father? Only one time. Abi. But what happened to him? He received the reward. How many what? Half time. Actually, I'm just asking you that you are parents. If your children are misbehaving, don't curse them. Just be praying for them. Don't curse them. It's not right. Because what they are doing already is a curse. Am I talking? Eh? So, if you now place curse upon them again, that is double. A brother is teaching our fellowship one day. Brother Jimmy is teaching. And he told us that the father sent that son to go around your phone. O de gbe abo unje yen o ya gbe si o de o lo gbe sori table the man did not say anything and in the future the son become a pastor. That is Baba so kakanfun. He did the same thing to the father. And that is what destroyed the world today. A lot of things, Tammy, and say, don't repeat that. So what Jacob did, see, Okasi, are you getting now? He now met somebody that is senior. He met his senior. He said, he changes my wages 10 times. But let's look at this. But God suffered him not to hurt me. As a sign of fast 3 and fast 6. What is in fast 3 and fast 6? Because God is with him. So no matter what you are passing through, as long as you are seeing the presence or the finger of God in what you are passing through, that you know God is with you, don't fear. You are going to overcome them. Even if you are in prison, and the presence of God is between the prison, you are going to come out. Do you know that Daniel come out, Abi? Eh? So no matter what you are passing through now that you are facing as an individual, don't be discouraged at all. If it's sickness, talk of anything you are passing through. Don't be discouraged. You are going to come out. Amen. And it's God that himself is going to bring you out. You say, God is with me. And God will not allow him to hurt me. Because God is with me. What is in verse 7? Yes? Uh-huh. Verse 8, Abby. Now, Ejakao, if he said dross, the speck shall be the wages. Then all the cattle cannot say they will bear speckles. And if he said dross, the ring stake shall be the ire. Then all the cattle will bear ring stake. What is going on? Fast 9. Look at it though. Thus God has taken away cattle of your father and give them to me. I just want you to see the reason why he said, I'm not worthy. The reason why he said, I'm not worthy. God take away all the cattle of your father and God give them to me. How many of you believe that anything God gave to you, nobody can take them from your hand again? Is that one possible? Nobody can take them. Do you remember that Laban want to take them? Even decided to kill him. That is the reason why he run away. But it's not possible because Jacob did not get those things by fraud. Eh? He never get those things by robbery. He said, God himself gave them to me. And any gift that came from God, that come from God to you, must be perfect. Am I talking to somebody? Eh? You must be perfect. And I'm praying for everybody today. God is going to give you a perfect gift. Okay, let's see what happened in verse 10. How it happens. Let's read it together now. And it came to pass, at the time the cattle conceived, that I lifted up my eyes and saw it in a dream, and behold, the ram which leaped upon the cattle were what? Ring stakes and speckled and grist. And the angel of God spake to me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here I am. Verse 10. And he said, lift up now thy eyes and see. All the ram which leap upon the cattle are ring stakes and speckled and grisled. For I have seen all the Laban does unto thee. Then I'm God of Bethel, where thou anointed the pillar, where thou hast found a vow unto me. Now arise, get out from the land and return to the land of your kindred. Yes. And Rachel, I want you to see that when we read down, we are going to see another thing there. But what I want to bring out is in this area is this. The reason why God gave everything to him, it is God that revealed what Jacob is going to do to him through angels. God will tell, when he wake up from the dream, he will take his, what do you call it? It's a killing for quiet. I don't know. See, I bear when I you get me now. What a bill, what a Zaman to Massy. The Evoluman called you know I got on. Say, white, you man called you me. I be Kalankini. Zaman, I'm in Kalankini. Different colors, multicolors. Oui? You're running it. You're running it. Abi, tell me what how do you call how do you call it in Lagos? You don't know. What you call it? Alarabara. You will have what you bet. Our record. I will not ever pay. Bi a te ma bi mo o le je pe white no ma bi jo the only one o le je yo kan ni wa nu mewa to je awo re bete adigile gorope kala kini abi kini o le je so that the only single one only le ma so pe ko ma ya soto ti eniyan but God changed it because angel appears to him. An angel told him what he's going to do. And they have already made agreement. The man saw that Kalanken ni gbogbo omo je. Are you getting me now? Different colors. What happened? This one never happened before. And Jacob will now say, okay, all this belongs to me. This singular one belongs to you. Are you see what I'm trying to say now? I think I've told David sometimes, I told him that blessing is not money. Anybody that is telling you that blessing is not money. Are you getting me now? Blessing is what is going to give you money. When the presence of God is with anybody, the blessing of God is with him. Are you getting me now? Have you ever read the life of Joseph? Because the presence of God is Joseph. The Bible said God make him to prosper. Prosperity of Jacob, Joseph is based upon the presence of God and of God with him. Let's try to read it. People can get it. It's not 37 of Genesis. When he enter into the house of, what are you call it? Potiphar. Yeah. Who get the place? You know, maybe 39. Verse 2, sir. Thank you, sir. Help us read it, sir. Yes?
And the Lord was with Joseph.
That is... The statement the Lord was with Joseph, that is blessing.
And he was a prosperous
what make him to be what make him to become a prosperous man? Eh? The Lord was with Joseph. If you are doing anything, any business, if you lay your hands on anything, and the hand and the finger of God is upon it, the blessing of God is upon it already. The Lord was with Joseph. And because the Lord was with Joseph, what happened to Joseph? He was a prosperous man. Read on, sir. Yes? And he was, and master
was in the house of his master Egyptian.
Yes, Yes?
And the Lord was with Joseph. And his master thought that the Lord was with him.
Look, I want you to look at that one. The master saw that the Lord was with him. This man is not, the presence of God is with this man. And what happened after that? Yes?
And that the Lord made all
That is God blessing. All that Joseph did, God make it to prosper. So when you are talking about blessing of God, don't think of money, oh, but be thinking of the presence of God with you, the revelation of God with you, the gift of God in your life. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? When those things are there, the blessing of God is with you. And when the blessing of God is with you, money will come home. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I say what? Money will come. Property will come. All what you desire, you have been praying for, all of them will come. That is the reason why Christian must be very careful the way he lives his life. Because God is not going to dwell with sin. If there's any unrighteousness in our life, God is not going to accept us. If you want God with you, make sure that anything that is contrary, you run for them. Anything that you know that God is not going to accept, you make sure you depart from all those things. So that God will answer your prayer quickly. Am I talking to somebody among us? You get the point I'm making now. Eh? Some people will say, that's the prayer we always pray. Say, God, I don't want you to leave me. Allah won't finish it. Allah won't finish it. Allah won't finish it. Allah won't finish it. God cannot leave you. You can only leave God. Because the Lord was with Joseph. That is the reason why the master's wife introduced sin to Joseph. Just to destroy him. Just to cause the presence of God to depart from what? From Joseph. If you want, it don't offer key or not, because the presence of God is in. Jack, I see what you did. Come on, pray. Yes? First, which pass are we? Four. Thank you, sir. And Joseph found it. Yes.
And yeah. Joseph found grace in his sight.
Okay. One of the blessings of God is to find grace or favor in the sight of people you are looking for something. Okay, let's come back with what we have studied now. How many things have we talked about that we call blessing of God apart from money? What is number one? Can you remember number one? The presence of God with us, because we saw that Jacob, God is with him. Is it God to what? Blessings of God. What is the second one? Favor. What are other things? Revelation. Idea of what you can do. Idea of what you can lay your hands upon. Apart from the work you are doing in this country, God can still give you an idea of what you can do himself. Are you getting me now? And before you look at this, you can become a millionaire in pounds in this place. When the idea comes, it do come from God too. God can open your eyes to something other people never seen before. God can cause you to discover something other people never discover. And before you look at it, you have become something. God has made you great. So those are the blessings of God. One day I'm praying with a person and I ask him a question. When Jesus is going, I ask him to tell me where Jesus promised his disciple money. I said, I never read it. I said, have you read it before? He said, no, sir. I never read it. I said, the only thing Jesus said is, lo, or behold, I'm with you always. And I said to the brother, I said, the presence of God with you means everything. It means money. It means anything you are praying for. I'm with you always. So when God is with us, the Bible says, who can be against us? Who can be against us? And that is the reason why Jacob said to the two wives, he said, come. God took away everything that belongs to your father and he gave them to me. And that is why Jacob can now, and now come back and say, come, boo. He now said, I'm not worthy, because he knows, he's very sure that well, all that he possesses is God that fight for him. Abeko, God fought for him. The first prayer, God, fight for me in this country. At any time I face any challenges, always be there for me to help me, to deliver me. At any time enemy rise against me, God, I just want you to be fighting for me. It is God that fights for him. And there's no way. There's a judge that arrests I think one minister who called him out to a judge Yeni. And the woman was so terrible judge. Everybody is afraid of her. And they took that man to a police station. And the judge hear from his ear, is my servant, leave him. He hear. Obinrin ni judge yen. Iranse mi ni o. Je o ma lo je o to ba fe nkan mi. O ba ni ati moto ati gogo e. Oya. Go. Mo ko ti e ba mi. Because the Lord is with him. En dola wa pelu si reje o. Ko se gba o. To ba doju ko ara oke to ba so kun. Ah, odana. Amen. I want to tell you, you know that every Christian, even if you are not a Christian, God never play. Along will pray, if you are a Christian, in the hands of the Lord, you are precious. In the hands of the Lord, you are priceless. God never takes you lightly. It is we that do take God lightly. He cares. He's concerned about anything you are passing through. Let's stand up. God, in my journey that remain in life, always, when I need you, always fight for me. Always fight for me. Always fight for me. Even if they call me in any place within the kingdom of darkness, God be there to fight for me. Always fight for me. Fight for me. God, right from today, took my battle over. Take my battle over. Continue fighting. Let's pray like that. Right from today, I release my battle unto thee. I release my battle unto you. God, fight for me. I hand over everything to you. Right from today, God, at any time I need support, be there for me to support me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say to God, at any time I need support, be there to support me. At any time I need help, be there to help me. At any time I need anything, be there to assist me. We are praying in the mighty name of Jesus. At any point in time, I need support. God be there to support me. At any time I need help, God be there to help me. At any time I face any challenges, God be there for me to fight for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be there. Be there to fight for me. Be there to fight for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Remain three prayer, then we finish. Please, let's pray. Do you know that Laban robbed Jacob? He never paid the wages for 10 times. But God took everything back. Are you getting what I'm doing? Are you getting me now? So he took everything back. So even our Ajay Christian again, if you are robbing God, maybe in your tight life, alone, never not on my goal away. But even do at about waste £1,000, was on what to be low alone to roll, you know. Oh, get him a win easy. Because you, but into our face, into your coach, say, gun, could you under pants low? But also £1,000. This is true, though. Any Christian to ban song can know. To ban the pain can bust on, can sell a soul. Who ye could joke or go, what is the problem? Where lies the issue? Where is the problem coming from? And you can only check three areas. The first place to check yourself. The second place to check what God has been speaking to you and your reviews. The third place to check the enemy. But today, everything, Satan is not the problem, is not the source of every problem. Boya la ri kankan to yan loju kan laye loni te ni ri owo enu e. But instead of us to scare so pe this problem I find myself in is because of the life I've lived in the past. It's because of this. The moment you realize that this kind of prayer we are praying is the prayer you are going to pray, God, I know I have an error. Have mercy on me. Simple. Are you getting me now? Lord, I know I miss it somewhere. Are you getting what I'm doing? God, have mercy on me. Simple. I get me. Let's go to our knees. If there's any place God is speaking to you about your life, that you know you have done something wrong in the past, and you know God is speaking to you, ask God to have mercy on you. Have mercy on me on this area of my life. I've misused my life in this area. I've done this. I've done anything that came to your heart. If you cannot sit down, if you cannot go to your knees, just sit down. Pray. Pray, 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 pray. Ask God to have mercy on you. Because we are praying for mercy. We are praying for mercy. In this area of my life, there may be an area that the Holy Spirit is bringing condemnation into your heart. Holy Spirit is speaking to you concerning it. This area of your life, you need to make amend. This area of your life, you need to make amend. Ask God to have mercy on you. That God will assist to be able to make amend in any area God is talking to you. That God will give you the grace to be able to make amend. Let's pray to God like that. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's stand up. Let's pray. The Bible calls us to understand that Satan is a robber. He robs us. He can rob your head. Undali agum oma sawa the license. Isulu ande. Uba me. He can rob our finance. Isulu ande. Waka reko kudano. So I want us to pray. Boom. Kato tati kolo. I'm recovering them all today. God, have mercy on me. All what enemy has taken away, I'm recovering them now. I'm recovering my good earth back. My earth is coming back. My children is coming back. My husband is coming back. Continue praying like that. All what I've lost in life, all what I've lost to the hands of the enemy, everything today, I'm getting them back in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue pray, 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 pray. I'm recovering all today in the mighty name of Jesus. All what enemy has robbed me on my dream, many of us in our dream, enemy have robbed us of so many things in our dreams. Continue praying. Everything, recovery, recovery, the week of my recovery, This is the week of my recovery. All the members that go away from this church, we are recovering them back. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are recovering them back. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's stand up and come out as we do, as we have been doing. Let's call upon God once. I need your blessing in my life. I've caused you to understand blessing has not to do with money. It has nothing to do with money. If anybody is talking to you, blessing has to do with money. You are just deceiving yourself. There are some people, they don't have money in a bank today. But then when they want to spend 20 million, when they call upon God, God will give them that money immediately. The money is not in the account too. But because God is with them, I think a preacher said, one day I just wake up in my house and I know the man is a genuine preacher. He said, yeah. Immediately I had a voice. If you can be patient. I get you. Only after 2 years, and you can't let him. I go call him. But just tell him to be patient. He's alone. He's not in the castle. Follow my call him. If you can be patient. This house is very beautiful. But the man is not the one that built it. Everything is there. That is the blessing of God. Because God, some people will say, God, why is this problem? Immediately he's going to hear the voice of the Lord. I'm listening to Baba Adeboye. Baba Adeboye said, when I'm still lecturing in the University of Lagos, see, when I'm, that time is time of go slow. Only I will hear the voice in my ear. Don't take that road. Go slow is there. Take this road. See the way God cares. don't take that road. You want to lay your hands on something, God will say, no, don't lay hands on it. I said to God that, do you know that you treated Isaac special than Abraham? When Abraham wanted to go to Egypt, God never speak. When Isaac wanted to go, God said, don't go. How many of you know that all about surprising Abraham not going to law? But God never speak. God just said, oh, can we law? The moment Isaac is thinking that I'm going to Egypt, God says, don't try it. Be in that land. I'm going to bless you there. Abeakoni, you are in a land. And I pronounce the blessing of God upon your life.
Amen.
In this land, he that created heaven by his power, he that is the source of every good things, if he that can bring change to the life of a man, he that raised the poor, he that raised the poor from the dunghill, he that can do impossible in the life of men, I pray today that God will raise you up.
Amen.
I don't like your amen. I say God will raise you. Under this program, this week program we are doing, I'm praying for you today. God will surely have mercy on you.
Amen.
Under his mercy, your story is changing.
Amen.
The name they have been calling you before, God is changing that name now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
All what you have lost, earthwise, all what you have lost, monetary-wise, all what you have lost, property-wise, as I'm praying with you today, all of them is coming back to you.
Amen.
God will cause you to have more than enough.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If there's any challenges you are facing now, that you don't know what to do to it. As I'm praying to, for you now, in the name of Jesus, your mountain is removing. To survive in this country, listen to me, you are not going to struggle again. I take away struggle in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. All what enemy has robbed this church of, all of them, men, women, families, young ones, all of them are rushing back there. They are coming back. They will surely come back. They are coming back. They will surely come back. All the fasting of our of my brother here is fasting, is prayer day and night. Time has come. After this program, the affairs of this church will come. It's going to be a mighty harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every yoke in the life of anybody here today is destroyed. Thank you, Lord, because you are faithful. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Wow, what a day. What a day. Let's be seated for 2 minutes. We have done 3 days now. You are rising away from every issue in the name of Jesus. God is answering your prayer. Amen. God will give you a new name in the name of Jesus. Let's quickly package our offering before we go. Let's quickly package our offering.